This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas?
I'm going to have a name.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason and Margella.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick. He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today on today's show is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot. What's up, man?
What's happening? Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. Sign up and take the tour. Come in. Come put a show together. Come do what we do, man. For the passion. For the love.
Absolutely. Come in, even call us and tweet on the show. Let us know, if you want to be on the show. You can always call us on our line, our Twitter feed, BSS Carolinas, but you can call us at
919-943-2044. Always leave a message. We are happy to share your thoughts on the show and happy to answer any questions that we are allowed to.
Absolutely. Let's go into I wanted to talk to you about a couple Panthers things before we get into the rest of the show. The Panthers signed Julius Peppers to a one-year deal, $3.5 million, with a 1.35 incentive bonus
for this. Well, what they did when they traded Coney Elias, they traded a situational pass rusher that had a bigger number behind his contract. So that freed up the chance to get Julius Peppers back in the mix, number 90 for your Carolina Panthers. And he's a situational pass rusher that's probably a little, at his age now, probably more talented than what Coney Ely was doing. And it worked out for both sides, us and the Patriots. So I'm not mad at that. Matt Khalil, we talked about last week, $25 million, come down here to play with his brother Ryan. So it looks like we can have Matt Khalil, Trey Turner, and Ryan Khalil on Cam's left side to hopefully protect his blind side, keep him upright. And all the talks now are that they are going to draft Leonard Fournette. My only concern is after being a spread option offense the last 6 seasons?
Yep.
Under our quarterback, can our OC and our quarterback all of a sudden change their stripes, become a traditional under-center offense? That's not the strength of Cam's game. He's not an accurate passer.
No.
Not from the pocket. He needs to have that threat of running, and him running just makes him more dynamic. Now, if he was Aaron Rodgers or Jake Delhomme, who – it's just a gunslinger from the pocket, then it'd be something different. But he's not that guy.
If he depends, Cam can be that guy if he does slants and stuff that he could do. That's the question. Is he going to throw a lot of slants now? They don't have the receivers to run a lot of really complicated routes. They're pretty much what you see as far as route running. They don't run many in and outs. They run. You know, they can't run really good routes. It's got to be slants.
Because Cam isn't Tom Brady. He's not going to get to the line, see a defense, recognize it. Okay, we can go to this short throw. We can go to that short throw. We can go here or go there. We'll see, man. If we go two tight ends, two wide receivers, and we're going I formation, then we better be dedicated to it. And, I mean, that's got to be 25, 30 carries a game, no matter what. And 18 to 25 pass attempts for Cam Newton.
And that's about it.
That's it. And they got
to
do that.
They can still let him do some of his running, but this offense has to be more traditional. in I formation. It's not working with how it was with the spread option. It's not. And then you added, I think one of the underrated signings they had was the Shepherd signing from Tampa. He's a pretty decent slot receiver. I think he might be one of the ones to watch out for. But just as far as the Julius Peppers thing, I'm glad he's back home. I played high school football against him when he was a freshman, so I know how great he was back then. He's a huge guy. It's good for him to be here and retire as a Panther. He's all-time sack leader for the Panthers. The Coney Ealy trade, I don't get whatsoever. You trade 8 spots and a third-round pick to move up 8 spots in the draft. Doesn't make sense to me. And to last year, 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, he was the MVP for the Panthers in the Super Bowl. He's a young guy. He's something that you could build around the future instead of keeping Wes Horton and Kevin Love, who I think you should keep, let go of Quan Short, because I think Love was the best defensive tackle we had last year anyway. And you don't spend the $15 million on Quan Short when he did nothing.
But, I mean, two seasons ago, Kwan Short was arguably the best D-tackle in the league, him and Aaron Donald. Coney Ealy had one game.
No, he had –
one game. He has a flash here and a flash there. That's why they felt like they could move him, because Julius Peppers can do the same thing, flash here, flash there, at his age now.
Wes Horton and whoever else, Wes Horton, you re-sign – Mario Addison, you re-sign, and you trade away a young guy who actually's had really good games. I mean, he's had really good games last season. I just trading him made no sense for 8 picks to move up. If you would have moved up farther than that, I would get it. They moved up 8 picks.
If they get a defensive end with that pick, another situational defensive end to go with what they have right now, then it's worth it. The loss of Ted Ginn, I think, is huge. It's the biggest thing that's not being really talked about. Because he's the guy that takes the top off the roof, you know? Right. You have to respect his speed. We don't have that now. Who's going to run by the defense?
Shepherd will try to do that, but I don't think he's that quick to do that. I think losing A.J. Klein is a big loss, too, because we don't know what is going to happen with Kuechly. We don't. No one knows. Who's your backup at linebacker?
And not only did we lose Ted Ginn, Philly Brown went to Buffalo.
Yeah.
There goes another speedy wide receiver that we lost.
So watch that. And then you sign a 36-year-old safety in Mike Adams from the Colts.
And we picked up Captain Munover.
Last time I checked. I ain't gotten to that part yet. I'm glad you reminded me. So you signed Mike Adams to come in from an Indianapolis Colts defense that's horrible. You signed somebody to come in. Then the icing on the cake is Captain Munderland, 5'4" Captain Munderland.
He's not 5'4".
Dude, I'm taller than he is.
He's not 5'4". He couldn't be in the league if he was 5'4".
He's a midget. Anyway, and Captain, oh my gosh. Do we not remember what we did with him the first time? He was garbage. Garbage. Garbage.
Like, he's trash that needs to be in your garage, so he's garbage.
Yes, and he may be a fourth cornerback, not a third. He's not a nickel anymore. He's 28. I thought he was older than that.
Me too.
I figured he's 35. But now he's back in Carolina. They give him a bigger contract. I get it if you want him to help tutor the young guys. I get that. Maybe being a fourth. Maybe a third, but if he's one of your best corners, you're in trouble, because he cannot guard anybody. He wasn't playing Minnesota anymore. He was a fourth or a fifth in Minnesota.
We just got to trust what the Panthers are doing, man. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'll see. But this is Dave Gettleman's biggest draft here since he's been in Carolina. What are you going to do this season? So far in free agency, I was looking –
and can I just
David say, Newton said that they give the Panthers a B right now in the offseason.
I mean, they've filled a few holes that they needed to fill. Getting Matt Khalil was huge. That's a huge for the one. Team. Losing Mike Remmers, though, but for $30 million. Yeah, we'd have liked to kept Mike Remmers, but I feel you. The money's calling. Good luck with that. They've done all right in free agency, but the New England Patriots, the team that wins the damn Super Bowl, goes out, spends $65 million already, bringing in all kinds of players.
Brandon Cooks, they traded for Coney Ealy. I'm going to tell you.
From Buffalo, yeah, all-pro corner.
Stephen Gilmore.
Come on, with Malcolm Butler.
They might lose Butler. But even if they do, I think they'll be all right. I'm going to tell you, I think Coney Ealy in New England is going to be a star. If there's somewhere he can go to be a star, that's where he'll go be a star.
That's where
you go. So that
stuff they do just makes you want to be a Patriots fan. Would I be wrong to turn in my Panthers fan card and get a Patriots fan card?
Yeah, Panthers fans would kill you.
Oh man!
But looking at the Panthers, we'll see what they do in the draft. Everybody's projecting them to get Fournette. We'll see if that changes. But anyway, anything else for the Panthers you want to discuss?
Stay healthy. Let's get ready for the draft. I'm excited about the draft.
Yeah, and we'll get more into the draft as we get closer. But first, let's go into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Joseph Randall, BSS Carolinas, Dummy of the Week. All right, Dummies of the Week. You got any dummies?
Mine is coming from the NASCAR world. Kyle Busch's pit crew. Sunday, if you didn't see the race in Vegas, final three laps, whatever, Keselowski car breaks down, something happens, and he starts, falling back in the pack. Logano and Kyle Busch are side by side. Keselowski ends up starting to get in Kyle Busch's way. He drops down, pushes ahead Keselowski, bumps Logano a little bit. Logano then, in turn, drives up on Busch. I'm not going to say he bumped him and edged him and wrecked him, but anyway, Busch wrecked. Busch goes out to fight Logano in pit row, whatever. Logano's pit crew grabs up Kyle Busch, busts his forehead open. He bleeding. Where was Kyle Busch's pit crew? Nowhere to be found. You let your damn driver get beat up. The guy that's putting food on your table, money in your pocket. What is wrong with you? Dummies, get out there and protect your driver. Don't let him get manhandled by some 350-pound pit crew member from somebody else's team and the driver throwing punches at him. Come on, man.
He got beat up pretty good.
Who was it
he got in a fight with?
Joey Logano.
Logano was a hothead.
It wasn't nothing Logano did. I thought it was good aggressive driving by Logano because Kyle Busch initially bumped him and Logano just – kind of nudged him back. You out to win the race. I'm sorry you wrecked. It ain't on me.
No, it's your fault. Do you have any other ones?
That's it.
I've got a couple. Corey Brewer gets too fancy on Fast Break. This is on our Facebook page. He was on a Fast Break, and he threw a bad, really bad pass.
Welcome to the Lakers.
Yeah. Hornets scored 58 points in three quarters versus the Pacers last night. Oh, my gosh. I think we could score 58 points and a half.
On what, 2K?
Yeah. and then I got to go ahead and address it. Zeke Elliott exposes woman's breasts at St. Patrick's Day party. Listen, man. You are still under investigation for domestic violence. And you're 21, 22. I get it. You're a young kid. You're hooking up women. You're having a good time. I'm all for that. Go ahead. But, dude, you got to watch your surroundings. You got to watch what you do. You are the highest draft pick we've had at running back in a very long time. You play for the Dallas Cowboys, America's team, whether people want to call you that or not. We are. You can't let that happen. You can't do that stuff. And just – come on, man. Going back to the – going to the Seattle weed shop back in when you were playing that. I mean, this is another thing to you. You don't want to happen. Please learn from this and just relax, chill, enjoy it. Be you, but man, you got to watch your surroundings and what you're doing.
You know there are people out there. As soon as they see you, here goes the video.
Yeah.
Maybe we catch Zeke doing something he shouldn't be doing. Come on, dog. Yeah. Come on, Zeke.
You know, just come on, man. You got to get it together. And lastly, real fast, I saw one that I wanted to say real fast. WWE for Goldberg versus Lesnar WrestleMania Universal title. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life. It's a joke.
You're not feeling Goldberg? No. Lesnar fighting?
For the title? No.
For the title?
No.
For the champ?
No. I'm totally against people that are part-time wrestlers being a champ. That's for people that's been in the company all year to headline WrestleMania. And Goldberg does two moves. His matches are about 2 minutes long. Actually, no, his longest match has been a minute 26 where he demolished Lesnar. I just, it's stupid. And the other one was, I'll talk about that one later. The Cowboys were re-signing Darren McFadden to a one-year deal. I get it. I guess you got to have a backup because we lost Lance Dunbar today.
Where'd he go?
LA, the Rams. So he'll probably be a slot guy there, third down back. But those are our dummies of the week for this week. Let's get into our cash money players of the week. I know I got a couple of those.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
All right, cash money. You got any cash money players?
Jason Tatum, most outstanding player this year's ACC tournament. The four-day stretch he had. Like, we were talking about the tournament last week, and I was – and I'm sitting here talking to Rock, and I was being realistic about it. It's like, they if they get to day three against Carolina, like, they won't have the legs to get past Carolina. They get past Carolina. I'm like, come on. Saturday, four games in 4 days? There's no way. Pulled it out again. Jason Tatum was awesome, man. Unbelievable four games. I guess he's used to that AAU ball. They do those tournaments like that all the time where you play several games in like day back-to-back days. So
I agree with Jason Tatum, but to me it's Luke Kennard, man.
Yes, Luke Kennard, that kid is unbelievable.
He's your foundation. You know he's going to give you 20 every night. So if he didn't have him, I don't think Tatum could do what he does. I think Kennard is your most important player on that team. But I got to give it to Duke for winning the ACC tournament as a fifth seed. The first time a fifth seed has won the ACC tournament. But we all know it's Duke. So, I mean, they're never.
Are they really a fifth seed?
No. I mean, look at ACC. So tough this year, but I get it. Paul George scored a season high 39 versus the Hornets, you know, last night. And watching him play against the Knicks, he had like 22. But I just, yeah, Paul George for scoring 39. I think that's the only other one I've got.
The stars just show out against the Hornets. Anthony Davis, 46 and 21, like Brock was saying earlier in one of our earlier segments about the Hornets. 39 from PG last night. LeBron James has his career high against the Hornet Bobcat franchise. Carmelo Anthony has his career high against the Hornet Bobcat franchise.
Not just them guys. DJ Augustine, every time he comes back, he has a career night. And what does all this got in common? Our defensive stopper is MKG. MKG is stopping what? What's he stopping? Every time I see somebody come back, they're having a career night against MKG.
He can't do it all by himself, man.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, you can at least slow him down.
It's team defense.
Well, we have nobody inside. Moving on from the Hornets, moving to some NFL talk real fast. We'll get through this, and we'll wrap up. The Falcons signed two-time Pro Bowl Dontarius Poe to a one-year, $8 million deal. They just got strong on defense.
They need something to stop the run. Because, my God, did you not watch the Super Bowl? Shout out to James White.
They just got it. And, you know, he plays goal line situations, you know.
That's a huge loss for Kansas City, man.
That's huge. Up the middle, that is definitely huge. Some other free agent signings. Dante Hightower re-signs with the Pats. He got a big contract.
He got a nice contract. Well-deserved contract.
The Rams signed ex-Cowboys running back Lance Dunbar. I hate when this happens. The Cowboys signed ex-Eagles Nolan Carroll to a 3-year, $10 million deal.
Hey.
Listen.
Don't worry about where they've been. Just worry about where they're going. And he's going out to your secondary to help y'all out, which y'all desperately need.
Carroll. Come is on, not man. An upgrade. Nolan Carroll got burnt so many times in Philly.
Toasty.
And he's going to be toasty there. Which leads me to the next one. The Ravens signed Mo Claiborne to a deal. So he's gone.
Lost Mo Clay.
That is a bigger deal than anything else.
The Ravens traded their offensive lineman to the 49ers earlier today, too. My goodness. I forget his name. He was their best offensive lineman.
I'll look it up. And then the Cowboys lose J.J. Wilcox to sign with the Bucks. That's a big one because he's our hard hitter in the secondary.
Money talks.
We got Byron Jones to play safety. But the cornerbacks, we're talking about bringing back Brandon Carr, who's a has-been. Our secondaries look kind of rough.
They
right
haven't
now.
Traded Tony Romo. That number, Tony Romo's number is still sitting on your salary cap at like $26 million?
Yep, 24 and a half.
And taking up, how much is the salary cap this year? 161, I think, yep. For teams. He's taking up almost 20% of your salary cap. And he's not even going to play. They got to figure that out, man.
Yep. No, I agree. Chris Jones, no, that's not it. Latavius Murray signed with the Vikings.
Oh, nice move. I saw him talking to the Jaguars. I thought the Jaguars were the leading contender. Well, you go from running behind a great offensive line in Oakland to running behind a not so talented offensive line in Minnesota.
1-year deal.
Take them 1 year.
So,
take them 1 year.
So there
I'm
you go.
I'm mad at that.
Eddie
Lacy, of
man.
Course. Eddie Lacy signed with Seattle. Tons of clauses in that contract.
All I got to say is 200. He came in weighing 267. Miles Garrett is 272, and he's a defensive tackle. And it went from beast mode to feast mode in a couple seasons, man.
He gonna feast mode. Put this mood. Just make him an offensive lineman. Tell Eddie Lacy, tell him to gain 20 more pounds, be an offensive guard or something. He'll be a nimble offensive guard or center.
Pete Carroll actually said it. If he gets we want him down to 240. They better start getting him down to 240 because – if they get him to 240 and they go back to the running game they have with beast mode, that's going to be dangerous.
But
if they get that Eddie Lacy.
Seattle now is – they're running back by committee. Like, Lacy will get carries. Rawls will get carries. Procise will get carries. Like, they're going to use all their running backs, and whoever's hot, they're going to ride that guy. Because you just don't go replace Marshawn Lynch. You just can't do that.
No, you don't. I do think Lacy can help with this situation, though. But he's got to control his weight, man. You can't be
270. Love to eat, man.
I love to eat, but if you don't be a running back in the NFL, you can't be 267.
I like cereal.
I loved the feast mode name. That is great, dude. I love the
feast mode. Feast mode.
Some other news, Joe Mixon visit the Broncos.
That would be a great pick for Denver. And if anybody could deal with that situation, John Elway could deal with that situation. No matter what, John Elway would always be in the front to answer the questions, take the questions, keep this kid out of the limelight, so to speak. And they need a running back desperately in Denver. C.J. Anderson, they gave the money to, but we know C.J. Anderson.
If he stays healthy.
If he hasn't been healthy yet, they need another back. That's like very true. Joe Mixon could come in and help them out. Joe Mixon can go help out a few football teams.
No, absolutely. I'm trying to look for the Adam Thielen of the Vikings stays in Minnesota. That was a big one.
That was Sam Bradford's favorite target coming down the
street. Yeah, he's a good slot guy they needed to keep there. There was another one. Terrence Newman stayed there. Kyle Love, of course, stayed in Charlotte. I think that's a huge person to stay there. DeMarcus Ware, we'll talk about him in a few minutes. He retired. Lance Dunbar ended up with the Rams. I think that's a big signing for them to help. Some other news, Cowboys signed Stephen P. defensive tackle. Terrence Williams re-signs with the Cowboys, 4 years, $17 million deal. That's huge for me because I thought he was on leave. To take a lesser contract to stay in Dallas because he could have got a lot more money than that.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's better to take less to stay in a situation you're comfortable with.
Absolutely. You got any more NFL news?
Nah.
All right. We'll talk next week.
Oh, show. Yeah. Darrell Revis.
Oh, yeah.
All charges dismissed. So if you're looking for a guy who everyone says doesn't want to play ball, but we know he can play, hey.
I mentioned it here on the show. Why not take him in Carolina? That's a guy I would assign to be a nickel guy to train to help the young guys along.
Is he going
to
play for $1 million? $1.5 million? No.
He made some money, though.
He's been playing for $17 million a season the past few years.
Nobody's going to give him a big contract after this. He'll have to go $2-4 million a year, maybe. If I'm Dallas, hey, you need to trade Romo somewhere, trade him to New York, get Revis back, get a late round pick.
You don't even have to trade Revis. Revis got released.
No, he's still under
technically under contract.
Yeah, technically he's still under contract. While I was listening to the free agent thing, he's still under contract. And the other news real fast, Floyd comes out of retirement, says let's get the fight signed. Reportedly June is when the fight is going to happen between Floyd and Conor McGregor.
Somebody must have came up with $100 million for Floyd, huh?
Yeah. So I'm definitely going to watch when it happens.
If it's a boxing match, it's not worth watching. It's going to be an hour of a lopsided boxing fight.
Probably. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, first, Adrian Gonzalez says he will never play in the World Series Classic again after controversy over Mexico elimination. In case you didn't know, there was a late-inning game that extra innings, there was a bad call. Mexico got eliminated.
Tough break because there's bad calls all the time, no matter where it is. And to say you're not going to play again, man, that sounds like spoiled grapes, man. It's just a tough break. It happens. If you're still able to play at the next one, they would love to have you back, Gonzalez.
Agon, don't worry. Get ready for the Dodgers season. Don't worry about the WBC, man. Get ready for the season. Why are y'all forfeit against the Spurs? Isaiah Thomas asked Draymond a question everyone is wondering. He's throwing shade at Draymond. I love it. That's my words.
Too much. Come on, man. They are not throwing no games. They're on back-to-back nights flying in from New York. Yes, it was the nationally televised game. But the Spurs weren't playing their players either because of injuries.
Because of injuries. They weren't setting. It is a primetime game. And you're sitting all your best players.
You got to do what you got to do for your team. You know?
I just don't get it, man.
Too much.
Klay Thompson.
Leave Draymond alone. Ask Steve Kerr why he sat.
No, I agree. Steve Kerr should be the
one. That should have been the guy you asked. Don't ask Draymond Green.
Roman Reigns versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 33.
Big dog. The big dog. We are going to officially find out who is the real big dog. The old dog, does he still run the house, or is the new dog the king of the yard?
Please retire. Just please retire.
You know you want to see The Undertaker every WrestleMania.
I don't want to see him against Roman Reigns. Man, if I want to see him, go fight Sting if he wants to come out of retirement.
Sting can't fight. He broke his back last time he wrestled.
I know if he was going to come back. We'll see. LeVar Ball says he could beat Charles Barkley in game of 1-on-1 back in his day.
2.2. His point average for his season at 1988.
LeVar Ball.
His 2.2.
He played the NBA?
1988. Average at the University of Washington, Washington State, or wherever he played college ball. 2.2.
Don't disrespect the mound of rebound, Charles Barkley. Does anyone remember how great a player Charles Barkley was?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley is one of the great top. I could put him in top 10, top 5 if you want it, of players of all time. I mean, especially at his size, 6'4", 260, and he could ball. I mean, he could shoot inside out. It didn't matter. Come on, shut up.
I like LeVar Ball, though, man. That guy's...
No, I like it for his kids as far as, you know, getting them, promoting them,
like,
and everything.
I like him, man. Shout out to LeVar Ball, man. Big baller brand. If you ain't checked that stuff out, it's on the website. Hats going from $50 to $100. Oh. T-shirts going from $60 to $75. Go get that big baller brand. Look out for the Ball family.
Oh, look out for them. They'll make millions and millions of dollars. Former Rutgers defensive tackle Eric LeGrand, who was paralyzed 2010 game, wins third annual Warrior Award for WWE.
Good look. WWE is so knowledgeable about the charitable events they do with Susan G. Coleman, the Wounded Warriors, all the way for the veterans, always bringing shows to different bases around the world, man. WWE is awesome, man. Good look. Good look.
Thank you for looking out. I love the Warrior Award. They always do it. It's great to do it for everybody, what they go through. Manny Ramirez, his contract in Japan includes all-you-can-eat sushi.
Oh, my goodness. Wrong incentive. He should have been asking for more estrogen when he was, because that's all he used to take when he was here.
My boy, Manny Ramirez, keep doing it right, man. Love your contract. I want to see what I can get in my contract. March Madness 2017.
All chalk, because that's how it's going to roll.
No, there's going to be some upsets. We'll go over that again later. Kurt Angle picks John Cena to induct him into the Hall of Fame.
Who else? Who else would you pick?
First match, you got to.
Right. Have a legend, induct another legend.
Absolutely. Your first match, your last, you know, that's
you perfect. Help John Cena get to be the guy that he is today. Without Kurt Angle, there's no John Cena.
Nope, I agree. Let's move into Bon Voyage. Wrap up this week's show.
I would say Bon Voyage.
Game Bon Voyage.
All righty, Bon Voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas.
UNCW is gonna lose.
They're in tough shape right now. I'm sitting here looking at it, but they might be going Bon Voyage too. But they are playing close. UVA in the 70s. Who thought University of Virginia was gonna be in the 70s? Bon Voyage. This week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. Always, thank you for tuning in. iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, our Facebook page, BSS Carolinas, the web page. Check us out. Find us everywhere, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in. Some other news. Bulls Dwayne Wade to miss the remainder of the season with MRI reveal a small fracture on his elbow.
Damn, D-Wade. It was only like 15 games left, man. We want to at least get you through this season.
Princeton on their season, they're done. They lost to Notre Dame and won the first games of the day today.
They played tough. Princeton had a chance all the way to the end. Just couldn't hit a three.
Yep. They're done. WWE releases Jack Swagger out of his contract. Hello, TNA.
I didn't even know Jack Swagger was still in WWE. Yeah. When was the last time you seen We the People?
Actually, I saw it last week on TNA because Zeb Coulter's there. So look for him to be
okay.
Over.
Okay, that makes sense.
Doug Free of the Cowboys is retiring.
That's huge.
Yeah, and that is huge for our offensive line. We re-signed.
Doug Free
Jonathan
wasn't
Cooper.
That old, was he?
He's been in the league 10 years. Yeah, so he's mid-30s. But that's a big loss for our offensive line, especially since we lost Ronald Leary as well. So we've lost two offensive linemen.
Sounds like y'all be drafting an offensive lineman then.
Most likely. Or we're hoping for Jonathan Cooper to be that guy okay. He was. We'll see if he can. And lastly, Indiana fires head coach Tom Crean. He's 166 and 135 in 9 seasons. 3 Sweet 16 appearances.
See, like, Indiana – They're AD and, like, they're delusional. They are not getting the talent to be a consistent Final Four team. They sound like NC State right now. They are delusional. They are not coming to your school. Tom Crean was a good coach. They're just not enticed to come to play in Indiana.
I would have to disagree with Tom Crean being a really good coach. Look at the players. He's had some NBA talent. Noah Vonleh, Cody. He has some NBA talent there, and they have done nothing in the Big Ten.
They won a couple Big Ten titles. They've been in the tournament every year. It's just better teams.
Well, they don't get good enough talent. And talking about NC State, NC State could be one of the top programs in ACC, at least competing against Duke and Carolina if we get the right coach. Because we're getting the talent. You can't disagree we ain't getting talent. NC State.
One year they get an NBA lottery pick. They don't win games.
Oh my gosh. They get their knickers in a knot. Really? CJ Leslie. Do I need to keep going through names that we've had?
NBA, high NBA lottery pick from NC State.
I'm talking about talent at NC State. We've had a lot of talent.
Had okay talent.
Not okay, really
but
good
you're
talent.
In the league with
Trevor
Duke
Lacy?
And okay talent.
No, we've had really good talent there. They have underperformed because the coaches we have, and they come out too early.
They come out too early.
I mean, not everybody's like Duke and Carolina where they get the blue chip after blue chip. But we get blue chips there, and they've gone with Cat Barber. I mean, dude, he was a three-year starter, ACC Player of the Year, should have been. But anyway, Indiana fires Tom Crean. Rumor is he'll probably go to State. I hope not. We'll see.
And Bon Voyage, UNC Wilmington just eliminated by the Virginia Cavaliers, 76-71.
And that's goodbye to my bracket.
You didn't have them going far anyway. Don't even sweat.
No, I had them going third round.
All right.
Yep, I had them going to the Sweet 16. Oh, well, there's Rocky's bracket for the week. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Catch us every week on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeart. Catch us on Periscope and Facebook Live.
When it works.
When it works.
Sports is life, baby.
And you can catch us everywhere. Everybody have a great week.